It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this special Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. But let me tell you what this podcast is all about. During the week, as many of you may realise, we do our show live on Facebook most weekday afternoons. And at the very start, myself and Jeremy just sit here in the studio talking utter shite as the audience on Facebook builds up. And then we begin the podcast proper, and that's what we release during the week. But this podcast is all the bits that we didn't publish during the week. And it's some random shit now, I have to warn you. You will find out on this podcast what weird injury Jeremy suffered in a public toilet. You will hear how Irish people mispronounce certain place names. And you'll hear Jeremy a little bit croaky as well earlier on in the week. Let's go back to last Tuesday. Good afternoon, everybody. If you are watching us on Facebook, could you do us a little favour? And I know some of you do it from time to time. Share this video onto your own Facebook timeline so that others can see that we are live and join in the conversation, which will be of particular interest to anybody who's a parent.
Yep.
Anybody who's a parent will definitely be interested in today's conversation.
Share away.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you do that on that, by the way? You know the thing?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, good man, good man. Speaking, no point in having it.
Speaking of share, would you give share one?
Say that again?
What? By the way, pardon me again for my sexy, husky voice.
There's nothing sexy or husky about it. But it's very annoying, actually.
I'm coming off a bad dose of laryngitis, which is a word I can't spell.
I can't actually myself.
I couldn't for the life of me. Now, most of you listening to this podcast are very poorly educated. You're a victim. You're a victim of the public education system, or maybe you left school early, or maybe you're just from a disadvantaged area where education wasn't a priority in your household. However, in my household,
where are you going with this?
However, in my household, where I grew up in an affluent household,
no, you didn't. Where you lived in Pavo territory,
where we had encyclopedias in the living room.
No, you did not. Oh. You didn't even have shelves.
Actually, we use the encyclopedias to keep the beds up.
But what are you asking me about Cher?
Well, I'll come to that in a sec. I'm a very well-educated man.
You're not really. You did shite in your leave. No, I saw your result. You didn't.
You couldn't possibly have seen my result.
Man, start making up stories.
I got an A in Honours English in the leave.
That was all you got?
That is the truth. I did get an A in Honours English.
How come your spelling is so atrocious? How come
it actually isn't.
It actually is.
I'm very well-educated. I'm very well-travelled. I speak six different languages.
You don't even speak one correctly, let alone six.
I speak five different languages, and I could not spell the word laryngitis because people have been texting me saying, you sounded awful on the podcast yesterday. Or did they mean my opinion was awful?
Maybe both.
In fact, let me just hang on.
Do we have to listen to you slurping?
No.
Where are you going with this? Laryngitis. So
they've been texting me saying,
what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, Jeremy? Are you okay? You haven't asked me once, am I okay? You couldn't care.
No, because you came in yesterday, you said, I can't talk, but I feel great. What more do you want?
If I even told you, how about, supposing I told you I had a meeting with an oncologist this afternoon in James Street.
Well, but the cough you had earlier on, you probably should. Seriously, the bark out of you earlier on.
I did bark a lot.
Yeah, you did.
So. Anyway, I'm a very well-educated person from a good stock.
Good stock.
Good stock. You're not from good stock.
I am from very good stock.
You're not from good stock.
Thoroughbred stock.
No. You're from
thoroughbred stock.
You're from inbred stock.
Will you get on with it? What are you trying to say here?
All my private education that I've had, tutoring, the grinds that I got from, what's that place on Leeson Street that all
you
the
weren't allowed in the door of that
what's
place.
What's it called? All the posh kids.
The fact that you don't even know the name of it.
What's it called?
Leeson Street.
The Institute of Education. Yeah. And all that, now I know most of you listening to this are poorly educated, and I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm not poorly educated. I cannot spell laryngitis. I couldn't. If you put a gun to my head now,
okay, yeah.
Do you have one?
I can arrange it.
And if you put a gun to my head, I couldn't spell laryngitis. Now, I know the word comes in the larynx, which is, I have a raw box.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the prognosis.
Oh, really? So the you went into the doctor, you said, "Doc, I can't speak properly," and you said, "You've got a raw box."
No, a bit more respect from the doc. Can go in and sit out and doc.
You've a raw box. That's what he said.
By the way, can I talk about my doctor, by the way? He's a lovely man.
Yeah.
Lovely man. But he insists on you telling his receptionist what's wrong with you when you ring.
Oh, really?
I fucking, yeah. Oh, fucking,
oh, I wouldn't be having that.
Like, I'm one of their celebrity patients. I actually am. He says that I'm a celebrity.
Your doctor. If you have any proof that your doctor said you're one of my celebrity patients.
But he does.
But you're not a celebrity.
That's what he refers to me as, my celebrity patient.
You're the fella who rings ITV every year, any chance you get me on, I'm a celebrity. I am a celebrity. And they always tell you to piss off.
So anyway, I ring the doctor yesterday because Adrian says you need to go to an oncologist. Now, my doctor is not an oncologist, but I don't think I have cancer.
Well, that's good to hear.
Thank you.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I don't think I have cancer. I think we're all good on the cancer front. Now, if I did have it, touch wood, I wouldn't go to all the papers about it like Adrian did. I'd keep it on the low down.
I just wanted to make men aware.
Not kind of a personal thing.
I'd keep men aware.
No, I'd keep it to myself.
Nope.
You know, no, it's a personal thing.
By the way, about 20 different men have spoken to me in the last year to say that they have gone for a test.
Oh, here we go, the made-up statistics.
No, it's not made up.
Sorry, I know you make up statistics in front of me.
What do I do?
You make up statistics to suit your own agenda. You said last week when you were in Lanzarote doing that music gig, there was 6,000 people there. That's made up. That bar doesn't hold 6,000 people.
It doesn't even hold 60 people.
Oh, it doesn't.
Well, no, it does. It holds more.
Anyway, I rang the doctor, who's not an oncologist, yeah?
Will you get on with this story?
Rang the doctor, and now she's a lovely woman. She's the nicest doctor receptionist, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. But I ring. Hello. That's what I was like yesterday. And she says, "Oh, Jeremy, celebrity patient, how are you?"
That's what she said, yeah, okay.
And I says, "I'm not good, Maureen, I'm not good. Can you make..." I was about to name my doctor. I can't do that.
No. Nope.
You have the paparazzi waiting in the waiting room. I said, I need to see...
Dr. So-and-so.
I call him Jim. Jim is his name. I don't call him doctor.
Well, just walk in and high-five him. How are you, Jim?
First name basis shit.
Doc Jim.
So we have our own... We have each other's mobile numbers and all that.
Doc Jim.
No, Jim. Jim I call him.
Right, come on so anyway.
I need to see Jim for a biopsy. Because you told me to go for a biopsy. No, I said I have a bit of laryngitis. And she said, "Well, can you tell me what all the symptoms are?" And I said, "No, I can't." And she said, "Well, you have to tell me." I said, "Well, no."
Is she a nurse?
No, she's a receptionist. I said, "No, I'll tell Jim when I get in. When I'm lying on the bed, I'll tell Jim."
You didn't have to lie in the bed for that throat, did you? That's a bit suspect. That's a lot suspect. You come in with a sore throat, get up in that bed. What would you be doing on the bed?
I give him an old poked his little finger up me bum. No harm done. I don't think that would help for laryngitis.
No, it doesn't.
But it would make you scream fairly loud, wouldn't it? It'd give you laryngitis. But she insisted on me telling her my symptoms.
And you said no.
I said, "Yes, I'll tell you what the symptoms are. There's Homer, there's Marge, there's Bart, Lisa." What's the baby's name?
I have no idea.
What's the baby's name, Simpson?
It doesn't matter. So you wouldn't give the information to...
Sorry, I have another question.
You have the most convoluted stories.
How come the Simpsons never age?
That's a good question. They've been around since 1988.
But I don't understand it. So Bart is in the same class.
Yeah, for his whole life.
But that doesn't make sense.
No, it makes no sense. But if they'd aged them, then Bart wouldn't be Bart. He'd be an old fella.
So Bart was 10 in 1988.
What age would he be now? 10.
What age would he be now?
88, 98, old age, 80.
He'd be 60, would he?
No, he'd be nearly 50.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be an old fella.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, not funny.
Anyway, well, my point is, I'm sorry it took so long to get there. Maggie is the baby.
Oh, yeah, Maggie, yeah.
That's all she does.
Don't finish this story, this better be a good story, and I still want to know what you wanted to say about Cher.
It's not a good story. Basically, the receptionist wouldn't let me tell Jim what my symptoms were.
She wanted to know.
She wanted to know. And my question to you... Not to her, because I'm afraid of her. Very stern she is. She has stern glasses. You know what stern glasses are?
Oh, on the bottom of her nose.
She has bottom of the nose glasses. Terrified of that shit. But when she was asking me, I felt like saying, "What the fuck are you going to do?" Well, I wouldn't say that to her.
But she's terrified of her.
What are you going to do with that information? No, I didn't say that to her face. So anyway, I give her my life story, tell her about everything that's wrong with me. Yeah?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then she said, "Well, sit down and wait, Jeremy, and we'll call you first because you're a paying customer. You're not a sponging medical card holder." She didn't actually say that.
No, she didn't.
So I sat down anyway, and I get called in, And the first thing Jim says to me, well, he high fives me, obviously.
Yep.
Jezza. He calls me Jezza. Jezza, what's the crack, Jezza? He's African.
Is he, right?
Hello, Jezza. What's the crack? And the first thing he says to me, so what can I do for you? Like, fuck me. I didn't say I didn't say that to him.
So after you're telling your woman, what's her name?
I can't, no,
but you did name her a minute ago.
No, I didn't, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, can you edit that bit out?
You've already named her.
You have to edit that bit out. No, trust me.
Anyway, you named her, so...
And then go into Jim, and Jim...
Jim had no idea.
Jezza, good to see you, Jezza. What's up? What is wrong with you, Jezza? I said, well, I just told... Blank.
Your woman, yeah.
I just told
you... You've already named her a few minutes ago, but go on anyway.
I don't think I did.
I did, you did, you did.
This is actually serious.
Yeah, no. Do you want me to check?
No, this shit's real. You can't, you can't.
So
I ended up wasting... see, if I hadn't named her, people would be texting in the name, what her name is. Nobody has. So I didn't name her.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus, did I? We're going to have to stop the show.
You did actually name her, yeah. Yeah, you did. You did, yep.
So my point is, why do you bother? Sorry, back to the question. Would you ride share?
Why are you asking that question?
Because you were saying at the start of the show, share, share, share. And I was wondering, do you have a thing for share? Now, can you find out for me, please?
No, Vivian is right in saying, oh my God, what is the point of this story?
The point of the story is quite clear, actually, Vivian. You're clearly poorly educated that you can't work out the point of this story. The point of the story is there is no need for a doctor receptionist, a GP,
yeah,
to ask you what's wrong with you.
Her name is Maureen.
Well, don't mention it twice.
Maureen.
There's two edits.
No editing going on here.
Trust me, there is.
Because this is our Saturday podcast and there's no edits. There's literally no edits. Oh, it's literally uncut.
There literally has to be edits.
No, there isn't. Sorry about that, Maureen.
So how many GP surgeries in Dublin have a doctor called Jim and a receptionist called Maureen? We'll edit that bit out as well.
Maybe a handful.
My point is, the unnamed receptionist has no business knowing my... I'm very private. I'm not like you, Adrian. I'm not like you.
Okay, so Maureen knows your medical information, but sure, all it was is a sore throat. Wow.
Well, sorry. It could have been a pimple on my dick.
You probably wouldn't have gone to gym. You should go to another clinic if that's happening to you.
A pimple on your dick?
Yeah, I'd go to a different type of clinic.
I've had pimples on my dick before.
What?
Yeah, because I caught my wiener in a zip one night.
Stop it.
Yeah, do you know where it happened?
No.
In my pants. No, do you know where it happened? It's a true story. It was the bar that used to be on the end of Grafton Street.
Judge Roy Beans.
I was in Judge Roy Beans last night entertaining some supermodels who were over in Dublin for the weekend. And
no, you got barred that night that the supermodels were there. You weren't let in.
Oh, don't let that predator into the same pub. Anyway, I was in there, Judge Roy Beans, and I'd had a day, I think I'd had two Bacardi and Cokes, so I was fairly well on. And I broke the seal, isn't that what it's called?
Yep.
And went into the toilet. And for those of you, women can't, there's no female equivalent of what happened to me.
Well, obviously, because women tend not to have willies.
Well, if a woman had, can I say what I want to say? If a woman has protruding flaps...
I'd prefer if you didn't say that.
I asked you, could I say it? And
no, you have a willy. A woman doesn't have a willy.
But some women have protruding.
No.
We used to know a girl.
No. Don't want to know.
We'll have to edit that out as well.
Yep, that's been edited out.
We used to pal around with a girl, yeah? And you know what her surname was? Well, her nickname was Boeing.
Don't want to know.
No, her name was Boeing. That was her nickname.
That's fine,
Boeing.
That's fine.
Because she used to go on a lot of holidays on planes. Anyway, men will never be able to understand, or women will never be able to understand this. But the pain of catching your wiener in a zip. Now, I only buy buttons. What zip is on your trousers?
Buttons as well.
Yeah, I can't. I had a mental block after that night. I had to go home. my penis literally enlarged like a watermelon that night.
Jesus.
Great pub, though. Shame it's gone.
Judge Roy Beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great shop here.
Bring back Judge Roy Beans.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're to learn anything from...
I've learned absolutely nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what you've learned.
Except you asked me, do I want to shag Cher? And I never actually answered the question. But the fact of the matter is that she's 78.
You've done older. You've done older.
I haven't.
No, because I saw a photograph.
Back in the day, maybe, but...
No, I think she's improved with age.
Not at all.
Yeah, at all.
78?
What?
You have to draw the line somewhere.
I think Cher is one of those weird, like Benjamin Button. She looks better as she gets older, doesn't she? Like you look, if you were to compare you to what you looked like 20 years ago, you're decrepit. Divorce aged you by about 30 years. You used to be so youthful.
Here, Jim,
but she's actually...
One of our loyal listeners has just sent us a message to say, Jeremy, your voice is actually sounding sexy for once.
Oh.
Husky. It's a pity about the rest of you.
Protruding flaps. Boeing.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm telling you, that girl, God love her, God rest her. She's not dead.
No, she's not. She's 78.
This podcast is so popular. It reaches corners of the world.
Yeah.
We actually have listeners that listen to this podcast at the top of Mount Everest. What are they called? The Sherpas?
They listen to Opinions Matter.
Sherpas when they're growing up.
Oh, there you are. Darren Brilly says, I'd love to give Cher one. Darren, probably anyone. Anyone.
Yeah, I'd say, Darren, if you put a bit of hair on the top of a bottle of Coke, you'd be a butcher Mickey into it now, in fairness. No offence. Anyway, if that girl whose nickname was Boeing when we were growing up, if you hear this podcast, my apologies.
You're welcome to today's
Very protruding, though.
Stop it. How do you even know that, by the way?
People talk. They talk.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
What's wrong with you?
Don't mention the woman's name.
Don't mention the woman's name, right?
Well, you don't know who I'm about to mention.
No, I have absolutely no idea what you're even talking about.
So I'm going to point to this woman, that.
Yeah.
Now, she's...
Where are you going with this?
She's attractive enough.
Sorry, Jeremy's pointing at a picture on his computer monitor here of a woman
female
listener of ours.
Now, look...
Why are you creeping on her?
I'm not creeping on her. I'm not... in fact, au contraire. 6 out of 10.
Jesus. You don't call that creeping, no?
Okay, 4.
You don't call that creeping. Well, no. So you're looking at a photograph of one of our listeners and you're scoring around a 10.
Yeah, yeah, men do it all. Women do it as well. Oh, believe it, women do it. I'm sure. I've never been more sure about anything in my life that there's a WhatsApp group going around in Dublin where women are scoring me out of 10. I'm trying to guess what I'd look like naked. I am telling you now.
Yeah, okay, go on anyway. What's the point you're trying to make
Saturday
here?
Saturday night, they all just text each other and go, oh, Jared, did you see Jeremy on Facebook the other day? Oh,
Can I just tell you, looking at the cut of you
that
today.
Man is like, I'm like,
now and again, I ask you the same question.
What's the statue?
Does your wife know you walk out the door looking like that? Does she?
No, because she's in bed when I leave in the morning.
I'm not surprised. Well, obviously she does.
Like most women, she doesn't start work the same time as men.
Meaning?
Men work longer hours than women.
Oh, that's very controversial.
No, it's true.
It's not.
Yes, it is. In my house, my work day starts before my wife does. So, yeah. If you were to leave it for women in the workplace, nothing to get done. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. This listener of ours is a 6.5 maybe out of 10.
Really?
Do you think I'm being generous?
No, I think you've been a bit mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's going that way and that's...
What's the point?
Well, anyway, my issue is, and we cannot say the woman's name now because of what we just said.
Obviously.
But no matter how good looking she was, I couldn't because of the name she has.
Oh, it is a bit of a turn off, isn't it?
I find names a turn off, I have to be honest with you, ladies and or gentlemen. I really do.
And this is coming from somebody called Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, it is, but
Jeremy.
But I don't have to be attracted to myself. What I'm saying is, first names in women, there are certain ones that I just
give me an example of a name that would really turn you off.
Well, the first one...
You can't say that one, obviously.
No, but I'd love to say that one now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a horrendous name.
There, Debbie's in a WhatsApp group where she rates me. She just said it there.
She didn't. All the women rating Jared, and then a big smiley face.
No, she's actually confirming...
That there's a WhatsApp group where they're rating you.
Literally where women are...
Well, here, they need a photograph of you today. Look at the bloody state of you today. Look.
Yeah.
A hoodie. This is for people listening.
Yeah.
A hoodie, a baseball cap, and then and a manky hoodie, by the way. That's a disgusting hoodie.
My phone's ringing.
Who is it?
Hello, 1940s. I know Adrian doesn't realise hoodies are a thing now. I know. Yeah, okay. I'll get him to give his slacks back to you as well.
Can I just tell you that I'm not wearing slacks. It's a horrible hoodie. It's absolutely horrible. And what else are you wearing? Look at those poxy runners. You are an actual fashion disaster.
No, absolutely not. The girls.
Grey trousers.
The girls in the world.
A red hoodie.
They're grey jeans.
A blue baseball cap.
These
manky runners. Yeah, what are you like?
They're grey jeans.
You actually think you look well when you walk out the door, don't you? You strut up your avenue, waving to all the doctors and surgeons and stuff, looking like that.
Sorry, I'm just messaging.
You're going to get banned from
I'm
your...
I'm just messaging someone here who's... we invited him onto the show today and he says he can't come on because he's in Tenerife. Now, do they not have phones in Tenerife?
Well, he obviously does because he's probably messaging
by the way,
on that.
By the way, the island is... Now, I know the Povos call it Tenerife. Well, they do.
I'm not going to go down this road again.
I'm not going down any road.
Povo holidays.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Povo holidays. I'm talking about Povos have different names. I'll give you a list, actually. Do you want a list?
Go on.
Povos have a different name for resorts than well-travelled first-class passengers like myself.
You flew Ryanair to your holiday last year.
Just because they were the only plane. Yes, but we flew Ryanair, but we were in the front row.
Wow.
We were literally in the front
row. The front row, so when the door opens, you freeze to death.
No, it's when you're in the front row, you can't see the scum behind you. You literally can't see the dirt and filth behind you. Tattoo-covered filth bags.
Actually, Eddie just made a point, just looking at your appearance today. He's like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, which was back in the 80s.
84, actually. Yeah. No, but if you think about it, he did go into the future. So I'm ahead of time, basically.
Well, actually, no, because you went to the future, and the future was 2015, which is 10 years ago.
The clothes that Michael Jackson wore... Michael J. Fox, yeah. The clothes that he wore in Back to the Future were not from the 1940s.
No, they were from 2015, which is, again, 10 years ago.
No, when he went to the Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah, he went to the future.
No, he went a lot further than...
2015, as we said.
No, it wasn't.
It was set in 2015.
No, it wasn't.
Do you remember the anniversary of it when it happened?
No.
It was, you fool. Anyway, fool of a man.
It's not about how I'm dressed. Sorry, we were talking about loads. Anyway.
So your man's in Tenerife, yeah?
That's what Povos call it.
Are you calling me a Povo?
The correct name for the island in the Atlantic Ocean is Tenerife. Debbie's back on. They give you a solid 7 in that group. I need to get a hold of that.
That's 7 out of 100.
Oh, I need to get a hold of that.
Anyway, sorry, Tenerife. Yeah, no, it's Tenerife, you fool.
No, it's Tenerife.
No, calls it that?
Yeah, I'll give
Spanish
you,
people do.
I'll give you another one.
What do you call that place down there with the big harbour on the south side of Dublin?
Malahide?
No, on the south side of Dublin. Place with the big harbour.
Place with the harbour?
Yeah.
In Sandy Mount.
Where Scruples used to be.
Scruples? I don't have any scruples.
That place we used to work in all those years ago, yeah?
I never worked there. Sorry,
you did.
Sorry, no, the tax man's listening to this.
He's not.
No, yes, he is.
It's 1999.
The tax man is everywhere. The tax man
get
is
on
everywhere.
With the, what's the name of that place?
What?
What's the name of that place?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Where, the town, where the harbour is, where Scruples was.
Oh, Dunleary.
You never call it that, you call it Dunleary.
Anyway, sorry.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, so
Dunleary.
So the first place...
Dunleary.
So the first place is...
Tenerife. Dunleary.
Now, the Povos also call it... what do they call it? Fuengirola, don't they? Fuengirola.
And what is it?
Fuengirola.
Yeah, but we don't speak with Spanish accents.
No, but I hate when people say, where are you going on holidays? Fuengirola. No, you're not going to Fuengirola, you Povo.
And then down the road is Benalmadena.
No, Benalmadena.
Ah, Benalmadena.
Benalmadena.
No.
And then the other one, where you all go on Christmas because you think you're posh and you're literally filth.
What?
That other place. Well, the Povos call it, yeah? Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
It's not as Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the other Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Where they make Bacardi.
In the Caribbean.
Actually,
yeah.
That's your ideal holiday.
It was. It was my best day of a holiday ever.
I got the shit.
The tour of the Bacardi factory.
So I went to Puerto Rico as well.
Yeah.
And I got the shits in Puerto Rico. It's a bit dirty, isn't it?
Why?
Did you not find it a very dirty place?
No.
Oh, did you not?
No.
The streets and all are dirty.
Ah, that's the Caribbean for you.
Yeah, but it was very dirty.
Dunleary. So I want you to say that in future. There's a fellow who works on RTE on the radio,
Can I just say, if the tax man is listening, I did work in that nightclub, but I did it for free.
Very good.
Work experience.
Good man. Yeah. And you needed the experience.
Work experience, thank you.
Santa Ponsa, how do you pronounce that?
I don't even know where that place is. I couldn't even point it out. And where's Santa Ponsa?
Of course you know where it is.
Go on, tell me where it is.
It's in Mallorca.
No.
You've gone to Mallorca loads of times.
Never gone near
yes,
Santa.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I've been to Mallorca, but I've been to the place where people have money.
Which is where?
Alcudia.
It's only up the road.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You're a fool of a man. Anyway,
you don't go to any of these places, by the
way. What?
You don't go to any of these places.
What? Any of what places?
You don't...
My first Spanish holiday was actually to Santa Ponsa.
Your what?
My very first ever Spanish holiday was to Santa Ponsa.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
I went to Australia, New Zealand.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be the first man to go down under on your honeymoon. Where'd you go on your first honeymoon then?
Florida.
Adrian has had so many honeymoons.
I've only had two.
Literally.
Two.
Literally.
The first one was to Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's interesting.
Why?
Save that for another podcast. Oh. That speaks volumes.
That
speaks volumes.
About what?
Volumes. See, it's speaking volumes.
Meaning that's what?
I can't. People know what I'm talking about. People know.
My first honeymoon was to Florida, and that speaks volumes.
Your first honeymoon was to Florida. Yeah. And your second honeymoon was to Australia and
New Zealand.
Yeah. That speaks volumes.
Meaning what?
People know. People listening know. Everybody knows.
Oh, you're a fool of a man.
Well, that's your answer to everything.
Well, you are.
When you're interviewing someone on News Talk.
Yeah, you're a fool of a man.
Whenever they let you back on air there. When someone,
2 weeks.
When someone disagrees with you, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you say to them, you're a fool of a man?
No, but I should probably more
if
often.
If you're interviewing Simon Harris on News Talk, yeah?
Yeah.
And Simon Harris says something, yeah?
I'm going to say, Simon, you're a fool of a man.
Yes, Adrian, the Children's Hospital will be open in 2028. Would you say to him, Simon, you're a fool of a man? No, you wouldn't. Anyway, speaks volumes. So just so you all have it right, guys, he's been on more honeymoons than...
I've been on two.
He's been on more honeymoons.
I've been on two.
Yeah, let me finish. He's been on more honeymoons than Jill Dando's been on holidays.
Jill Dando's dead, God love her.
Yeah, but she did a lot of holidays. I know, God rest her and all that, but she was on a lot of holidays.
But she got paid for them.
Did she?
Of course she did.
They don't get paid for that gig. Anyway.
What's the point you're trying to make here?
You spend more money on your second honeymoon than your first. Speaks volumes.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Oh, good afternoon to you. Yes. Oh, look, you can't mention Simon Harris without people getting... Can we just...
Triggered.
Come on, let's just trigger them all by saying lovely things about Simon Harris.
I think he's a great guy.
I have to be honest.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for him now.
I am a huge fan of Simon Harris, and I know this is going to trigger a lot of you. I'll tell you one thing. Simon Harris doesn't go to Salou on his holidays.
Possibly not, no.
Can you see Simon Harris and Mrs. Harris?
Antonista.
What's her name? A lovely girl, woman.
Lovely woman, you don't even know her name?
Naomi, is it Naomi?
I have no idea.
Anyway, can you picture Simon in Salou? Yes, I think we'll go on the roller coaster with the kids. No, wouldn't go near the place. Anyway, Simon is a lovely man, isn't he?
He is a decent skin.
Isn't he a decent skin? You can't go into Greystone and say a bad word.
Look, the messages are coming in already. Look, they're flying in now.
Yeah, keep winding.
Simon, you're a fool of a man. I can't even put the right shoes on. Did you see that?
Simon, but by the way, you're a fool, Katrina, because you can't even spell Simon right. His name isn't Simeon. Who's Simeon?
What?
Who's Simeon?
I don't know. Did you see him with his odd shoes on the other day?
Sorry, I went into work about a year ago, and I have a photograph of it, and I might post one of these. I went into work with my underpants over my trousers one day. I looked like Clark Kent. That's actually true.
Welcome to today's Opinions Matter.
Sorry, hang on a sec. Yeah, we'll take the payment from Simon now for saying nice things about him. How much do you want, Adrian?
Whatever you can manage. No, free holiday. To Salou.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Now, do you know nothing? You absolutely know nothing.
You
really know nothing. Shut Good afternoon, everybody. How are we? Hello. I'm telling you now,
there's nobody listening to this show right now.
Yeah, no, I know that, yeah.
No, that would know the answer to that question I asked.
Well, ask it again.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Myself and Adrian were talking off air about rugby and national anthems. And I was saying, you know the way when Ireland play rugby, they don't play around the Veen.
Well, they do when it's in the Aviva.
Oh, do they?
They play two anthems. They play Ireland's Call.
Oh, it's all very political.
Yeah, they play Ireland's Call and they play Aaron Naveen in the Aviva. But when they're playing away matches, they only play Ireland's Call.
But how did the unionists who support the Irish
rugby team?
There's no unionists can support the Irish rugby team.
There's loads of them.
Because they don't consider themselves Irish.
But
they wear the green jersey.
It's an all-Ireland. The team has existed since before partition.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's just continued. Unlike soccer. Soccer split up. But
we call it football in the Southern Hemisphere.
We're not in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, are we not?
You really are, Tick. You really, really are.
The question I asked Adrian and he didn't have the answer. So when Adrian doesn't have the answer, he stutters a lot.
Go on.
Because he can't. And the question I was going to ask is, what when Wales are playing rugby,
yeah,
do they play God Save the King?
No, they don't.
When Wales are playing rugby.
When who?
Wales are playing rugby.
Wales?
Wales. Wales.
That little country just across the sea here is called?
Wales.
Wales?
Yeah, the Prince of Wales.
You're taking the piss.
I'm not actually taking the piss. It's a very serious discussion.
You think that the country just over the sea there, yeah?
I can actually see it from
Yeah, you can
my
see it from here, yeah.
Hey, lads, say hello.
To all the gang in Wales.
Yeah, Wales.
There's no H in it.
Can I do my Welsh accent thing? Let me see. How are you doing, lads? Hope you have a fine day in this weather. Well, that's Dundalk.
Jesus,
that's completely wrong. What's the Welsh accent? Oh, my name is Tom Jones, aye. My name is Tom Jones. I'm from Wales.
Here, you were asking about what the Welsh national anthem is.
And this other fellow that was from Wales.
Who?
Your man. Anthony Hopkins. Oh, that's... No, I think you're wrong. I think they play God Save the King.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
I'm telling you, they don't. This is it. Whatever it is. It's dreadful now. Oh, that's the Welsh national anthem you were asking.
It's awful.
So what's the country's name?
Wales. I remember during the...
Whales are big, huge mammals that swim in the sea.
No, that's you. You're a big, fat mammal that swims in the sea.
No, whales are big mammals in the sea.
I remember during the Euro Championships there. Was it last year the Euros were on?
I can't remember.
Whenever it was on. And everybody was giving out because they were saying none of the Spanish players knew the words to their national anthem. Why aren't they? And they didn't realise the Spanish national anthem doesn't have words. So the Irish national anthem didn't used to have words.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. They added words later on.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Well, I'll have a gander. Yeah. No, that's actually true. It was music before it was...
It was written in English originally. Aron Naveen was originally written in English as the soldier song.
Here's another bit of information for you. Now, we'll get onto more serious topics in a moment, but another bit of useless information, guys, for you that you can use at the weekend in the pubs. It'll get you laid, this will. This is a great bit of information.
Okay, so hang on. This is going to get me laid. Yeah, go on.
Sorry, nothing would get you laid.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're probably right.
Even if she was hooked up to a drip of vodka.
You know, go on,
would that kill you, by the way?
What?
If you had a drip of vodka
going into your veins. Who'd have a drip of vodka into their veins?
I don't know, someone who likes vodka. Would it kill you?
I don't know. I've never known of anybody to put a drip into their veins. Never.
Oh, we've something about the rugby here. Can we go to this first?
I'll
talk to you about. What was I about to talk about?
I have no idea.
Oh, how you're
talking
about
shite.
How to get you laid at the weekend.
Oh, brilliant. I can't wait. Okay. So this is about this conversation. Oh,
it could be about anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. How would I know?
Jeremy clearly isn't a fan of rugby. Oh. Listen to that Welsh national anthem when they're in the Millennium Stadium with the roof closed. It makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up no matter what nationality you are. It's unbelievable.
Oh, hang on.
And let's be honest, Welsh men have a lot of hair on the back of their neck. Very
hang
hairy,
on, this
very...
is going to make the hair stand up in the back of my neck. Hang on now.
Yes.
Oh, the hair is back up. It's up.
I actually think, I find national anthem. What's the plural of anthem?
Anti.
No, I find national anti.
Hideous.
Very sexist as well.
Very sexist.
Every single national anthem is sung by men. You never hear a woman's voice in a national anthem.
That's actually true.
Yeah, there you go. That's not the bit of information though. I have more information for you.
Yeah, go on.
So what's Westlife's most famous song?
World of Our Own.
No, it's not. No, Nicky doesn't even like that song. How are you, horse?
When you're looking like that.
No, 5'10", catsuit and bendy eyes.
Yeah.
Bendy eyes.
Whatever it was, yeah. No, it's not that.
You Raise Me Up.
Really?
That's not the bit of information.
That is a bit of information. You raise me up is Westlife's most popular song.
Yeah, yes.
It's shite. You raise me up.
If Nicky came on the phone and says, "Hell yeah, John, I want to bring you to the next gig. Do you want to come to the gig, horse?"
They're back gigging again.
They're back gigging again. My point is, I only found this out the other day, guys. You Raise Me Up, yeah?
Yeah.
When I am so...
It's an awful song.
But it's not a Westlife song, by the way.
I know.
That's originally a instrumental song. They just added words into it.
Really?
So Brian, what's his name? Your buddy.
Brian.
Your buddy.
Who's Brian? Who's that?
Your buddy. Your pals in him.
My buddy Brian that I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who's he?
What's his name? From the north.
Hey, it's Brian here.
Brian.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that Brian. Yeah.
What's his name? I can't even know.
Brian Kennedy.
Brian Kennedy, second cousin of Adrian.
Yeah.
Is he from that stock as well?
From what stock?
You had the same stock as you. The Kennedy stock.
I have no relationship to him at all.
Anyway, Brian Kennedy originally sang You Raise Me Up. It was originally an instrumental song.
But then how did Brian Kennedy sing it?
Because he put words.
He just stood there while the tunes were being played.
I can't sing that song. That song needs a few lyrics in it.
Where is he from?
Lisburn. Isn't he from Lisburn? New Nards. Where are you from?
He's not.
Anyway, he ended up putting lyrics to it, and that's how the song is.
So this is the bit of information that's going to get me laid.
I think that's just a very important bit of information.
So you're telling me that on Saturday night I strike up a conversation, yeah?
With whom?
With a woman, let's say.
Yeah.
And I tell her this bit of information. Did you know You Raised Me Up used to be an instrumental? And she's going to throw herself at me.
I just think that's fascinating.
That's the worst bit of information ever.
Sorry, no woman has ever thrown themselves at you. Ever. In the history of women throwing themselves at men.
It did happen to me once.
What?
It did happen to me once. She threw herself at me.
Out of the two of us,
she was collapsing drunk as she threw herself at me.
That's actually illegal, Adrian.
No, she fell.
No, better edit that bit out of I'd edit that bit out of the podcast.
No, it's okay.
Out of the two of us as a broadcasting duo, I'd say women would be more likely to throw themselves at me because I'm still like a popular DJ. You do bingo now.
I do music bingo. Big difference.
Places
be hopping.
No, Two Little Ducks, 22.
There's no numbers in music bingo, you fool.
Kelly's Door, number 50.
The only number that ever comes out in music bingo is 99 Red Balloons, maybe.
No.
You're
literally picking balls out of a drum.
There's no balls.
There's a drum and there's balls, you bloody muppet, you.
There's no balls, there's no drum.
Can I just say, and I speak for every woman when I say, women do not find bingo callers attractive.
They do.
You know who I'd expect to do bingo calling?
Who?
Dale Winton. Oh, hi. Everybody wants to play a little bit of bingo today. That's my Dale Winton impression. Or you know who do...
Very homophobic.
That's not homophobic.
Very stereotypical.
That's against homophobic. That's prophobic.
Prophobic.
Yeah. I'm just saying Dale Winton is the type of person that would do...
No, music bingo, great gigs.
Okay.
Jack Sparrow and Kells on a Friday and The Graduate and Kalani on a Saturday. Come along. You can't get in the door. You can't get in the door. It's that busy. So...
Anyway, I don't know how. That's the bottom line. You Raise Me Up never had lyrics. It was just like that song in the 80s, Voyage, Voyage. You remember that song?
No, who even knows that?
Oh, it's a great song in the 80s.
What about it?
That was originally instrumental as well.
Why didn't they not just leave it instrumental?
Because instrumental songs.
Well, then the lyrics that they come up with, Voyage, Voyage, wow.
There's never been a number one song that's just instrumental.
Really?
No, there ain't. Unless anybody can think of one. No. When was the last time a song with no lyrics was even in the charts?
Sandstorm. There's no lyrics in that. That's an instrumental. There's no words in that.
That was never number one. That was about number 50.
It wasn't. It was number two or something.
No, it wasn't.
Contraire.
Oh, Contraire, my arse. Yeah.
Great tune. What a tune. Yeah, Sandstorm. Instrumental. Yeah, and it reached, it reached number two in the charts.
Okay, so it wasn't a number one.
But it was number two. What more do you want? No words.
So there's never been a number one that didn't have lyrics in it. That's the point.
No, I think you're wrong.
Don't say Robert Miles' Children.
Well, actually, I think that was a number one. Hang on. I'm going to check that now.
You hear that song being played at my gigs, by the way.
Yeah, and mine, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's actually featured in...
Adrian plays it while he's pulling the balls out of the drum.
The balls,
How do you spin the drum?
It's music bingo.
How is it, Adrian, here with the bingo on to Friday night? How's it going, everybody?
Hang on, let me see now. Where did this go on the charts? It was... Children was a number one. Now, there you go. Thank you. Good luck.
Well, that's one. It's the only song then, isn't it?
You said there was none.
Oh, your man had one as well. Elton John. What was that
song? He didn't, because there's actually a bit of talking at the end of it. Song for Guy actually has talking at the end of it. Life isn't everything.
Oh, gosh. Great song.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
Well, we were going to talk about paper straws, but we've run out of time. myself and Adrian were delighted. We were saying before we came on air that the only thing that Donald Trump has done that we approve of is...
No, I don't approve of it.
What?
I don't approve of it. I have no problem with paper straws. And they've improved them. They've gotten much better.
No, they haven't.
Ah, they have.
No, they haven't. And I'll tell you why.
Suck a milkshake through a straw, it's a good enough straw, yeah? And I had a Burger King milkshake a couple of weeks ago. Paper straw, Bob's your uncle, job done.
No, I had a milkshake yesterday. I had a Grimace shake.
Yeah, and you couldn't suck it.
By the way, they're not nice, are they? The Grimace shakes.
No, I don't like them, no.
No. I had a Grimace shake in McDonald's yesterday.
Yeah.
And it came with a paper straw, obviously. And Jesus Christ. I nearly took it. It nearly broke me lungs. It nearly broke me lungs. I literally had to be carted away in a hospital. I had emphysema because of it. And I was sucking and sucking and sucking.
Chris wants to know, do I call out the number 69 dinner for two?
Oh, I'd say he does.
It's not that sort of bingo, Chris.
Oh, trust me,
You're not listening to me, Chris. Are you listening, Ed?
Most people, when I do my gigs, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'll finish on. When I do my gigs, ladies and gentlemen, I have women throwing their G-strings at me. Literally, G-string after G-string. And, you know, I can't even see what I'm doing. I have to pull them off my head. When Adrian's doing them, It's G ropes. Literally, G rope hit them across the head. And the other things. What are the things women wear?
I don't know.
No, those things. You know, what are they called? What are they called?
There's nothing wrong with plastic straws, anyway. There's nothing wrong with paper straws.
Oh, they're disgusting. No, they're not. What's the things called that women wear to hold their flab in?
What?
Those things. That you just see them, the larger women. You just see them in Marks and Spencer buying them. What's it called?
I have no idea.
Ah, you do. So you put your legs into it. You should buy one. I'll buy one for you, actually.
Come on, what do you do?
You put your legs into it, yeah?
Yeah.
And you pull it up. And in fairness, they're great. I wouldn't be adverse.
Spandex. No?
Spandex. What's spandex?
No.
No, and you pull them up, yeah? And they literally hold. They hold your
hold.
Hold
it all in, yeah?
They hold it all in.
Spanx.
But where does it go, then?
I don't know. Anyway. Music bingo. Jack Sparrow in Kells on a Friday and the Graduate in Cliney on a Saturday.
So Jack Bauer?
What?
Who's Jack Bauer?
Jack Sparr.
Oh, Jack Sparr.
Yeah, in Kells.
So you expect there's someone listening, say Christine is listening in Coolock, you want her to drive down to Kells with her G-rope and her spandex. Big sweaty spandex on her.
Oh, God almighty. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's
Opinions Matter. Do you keep them, by the way?
Do I what?
Do you keep them when the women throw them at
her? Keep what?
The spandex or whatever. Is that what they're called?
Nobody's thrown anything at me.
Or is it a girdle?
A girdle? What's a girdle?
Oh, that's the thing you ride a horse with, isn't it?
You're a fool,
I don't
man.
Know. I don't know.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.